We simply start again by finding a suitable meditation posture. Coming back, sinking into our body. Just for a few moments, letting go of all the concepts and ideas, all the complicated stuff. Again, coming into contact with being simple and in the present moment. Feeling the cushion you're sitting on, and totally grounding your awareness in the moment right now, being fully present and highly aware. Focusing for a few moments on the sensations throughout the body as they arise, as you breathe effortlessly. So this afternoon we're going to meditate on death. And I want to do this in the way that I learned it from a nun from the US, Venerable Amy Miller. Very inspiring, wonderful person. So I want to do this in the way that I learned it from her. I want to share that with you. And for some people, you know, this can be very intense, very effective. And since this meditation will take a little longer, I don't want to make a break in this meditation. So if you feel during this meditation that you have to change your posture, but because your pain is so intense, then you can do so very silently, quietly. But keep your awareness, all your attention with this meditation, in order to gain the most meaningful experience for yourself. So just for a few moments, stay with your breathing as it comes in naturally and as it flows out naturally, being fully aware of sensations throughout the body. Then we can gently begin this meditation. So just follow me through here. So just imagine you're in the shower, and you notice as you are washing yourself, your hands pass a hard mass, a lump in your neck. And just imagine what you would do being in the shower, noticing this lump on your neck. It's not very big. It's just different. And you get out of the shower. You get dressed. You go about your day. So imagine being back home in a place that you might be living for a while. And you return again and again to this lump on your neck, moving it around. You tell yourself it's nothing. And you go about your life. A week goes by. A couple of weeks go by. And you return again and again to this lump. As you notice, it is bigger. It feels hard. But you feel fine. You tell yourself, I feel fine. Just notice the next month after this, what thoughts arise? Did anything change in your life? You begin to get a little bit worried and you ask a friend, someone close to you, maybe your partner, to check the lump. And they are pretty relaxed about it, but they say maybe you should go and have it checked out. Maybe you should go to a doctor. So imagine yourself now being in the doctor's office. Just go through what is happening in the doctor's office regarding the lump on your neck. They do seem a little concerned. Perhaps they are able to draw some blood there. Or perhaps they send you somewhere else to take some blood. Somewhere else. Just to check. They think it's a good idea. They try to reassure you it is probably nothing. But they say it is a good idea to take a deeper look. Then a few days later, they call you. You get a call. The blood tests are back. And the doctor wants to see you in his office. So imagine you are in the waiting room, waiting to go in. How do you feel? The door opens. You go into the doctor's office. And the doctor tells you there is an irregularity in the blood work. And they want to get a closer look. So they recommend you to make a PET scan or an MRI. You have to go through some kind of X-ray machine situation. So walk out of the office now. What are you thinking? How are you reacting? What is the rest of your day like? Then imagine you are in one of these X-ray machines. Even if you have never had one of these X-rays, they tell you when to breathe and when not to breathe. They move you into a big tube, lying on a cold mat. You can hear a lot of clicks around you. Different loud noises. They tell you not to worry. They may have to inject you with something to have a better look. And you can feel it going into your vein. It doesn't hurt, it just feels a little awkward. Can you believe this is happening right now? Is there a part of your mind saying, everything is going to be okay? What are you thinking about during these X-rays? Imagine after the X-rays for a day or two, you have a strong headache. You feel tired. And the doctor's office calls, they have the results from the scan. And the doctor is on the phone and says, they really think it's best to get a biopsy to rule out everything. To know conclusively exactly what is happening. And you ask questions. What do you ask? They give you vague answers. Then imagine you are in the doctor's office again. They can do the biopsy right now in the office where you are lying on the table. You have a local anesthetic and they can do the biopsy right now. Imagine you're lying on the table having this done. What is going through your mind? Then you go out another day in your life, waiting for the results. What do you do? Who do you interact with? What do you think about? And imagine now you are waiting once again in the doctor's office. They have called. They now have all the results. And you are waiting in the waiting room for the appointment. Is there anyone else in the waiting room? Are you interacting with anyone? Is somebody with you? Or are you alone? The door opens. You are called into the doctor's office. Imagine you sit down. The doctor opens the files. And then the doctor says, you have malignancy. You have cancer. They talk about the kind of cancer. They talk about where it has spread. What are you hearing right now? How much of it are you hearing? What is happening in your mind? If somebody came with you, what are they saying or doing? Is it helpful? The doctor says they would like to get some more tests done, and you are arranged for the test. And they say they are going to have a discussion with you about the treatment and what is possible for treatment. So imagine more tests, extensive MRIs, some more blood work, and think of what it does to your daily agenda, to all your plans. You seem to be tired all the time. You think it's just all the anxiety of having cancer, of all you're going through. Feel the tiredness. You don't have your normal energy. So imagine you are back in the doctor's office. The doctor has all the results of the test and says, the cancer has spread extensively throughout all your body. Stage 4. They talk about chemotherapy, radiation, they don't feel that surgery is really an option at this point, and that these things will only buy you a little bit more time. You have about 5 months to live. After all that consultation, the meeting, walk out of the office now. How does the world look around you? What are you thinking and feeling? Who do you choose to tell? Have one of these conversations with one person you choose to tell. if you work, going to work, what happens at work for you? Have you thought about how long you will be able to work? When will you tell them? When will you tell other people that you know? And think about what it's like to be working or driving or going to the market, going to the bank, walking down the street, now with your cancer and 5 months to live. Spend a few days in your life doing whatever you're doing with this realization that you have cancer and 5 months to live. Who do you choose not to tell? Or perhaps not to tell yet? What do you need to get ready in your mind and in your life? How do you start to get ready? Who is helping you? Where do you imagine you are going to die? Every week you feel more and more tired. You sleep a lot now. The lump is bigger. You have pain in the body at times. Sometimes difficulty swallowing. Imagine again going through your days with these situations arising. And as time goes by, the things you wanted to do in your life, you're too tired to do them now. Too many other things occupying your mind and your time. What do you think about that? You let these things go. What about the trivial inconveniences and irritations with others? Does that bother you anymore? You notice you are losing control over your body. You are very weak. Months pass. You grow thinner and sicker with the cancer. You take pain medication now. You try to keep yourself balanced with the medication, to keep you somehow alert. Who is there for you at that time? And who is not there for you? Is there anything you would like to finish? Is there any conversation you would like to have with somebody? Have a conversation. What do you do about regrets that are coming up? What weighs most heavily on your mind right now? Is there anything you can do to lighten that? If there is nothing you can do, can you let it go? You feel weaker and weaker, not very much able to walk anymore. But you want to have one last walk outside. Somebody assists you. Go outside and have the walk. They move a hospital bed in your living space. There's a wheelchair in the corner. Imagine lying in the bed. Can you forgive yourself your mistakes, missed opportunities? Take a moment and try to do that. Is there anyone you would like to ask for forgiveness? Is there anyone you would like to forgive? Take a moment to do that as best as you can. Grow weaker and weaker, and it is harder to focus on people, to speak, to stay conscious. It is time to say goodbye. Bring a few people into your space and say goodbye. Slowly allow yourself to let go. You are losing contact with the external world. The inhalation is extremely fine, very short, and your exhalation much longer. It's time to let go. Imagine there is an exhalation and there is no more inhalation. And then very gently, very slowly, release all appearances. And again, bring your awareness back into this room, into this meditation hall. Coming back to your healthy body. Feeling sensations in your healthy body. The pressure your body puts on your cushion. And as you come back into this body, strengthening yourself, being wide awake and aware, feel the preciousness of your human life right now. Coming into contact with all your possibilities of this precious human life. Very quietly, very gently, you can ask yourself the question, what do I want to do with the remainder of my time? How would I like to be? What is the most important thing in my life? Embrace this. Be with this. And take it with you.